is Ed Elcott, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And this is Elcott, the next step, hosting the Phil Hendry Show here for this, well, this Wednesday morning. And I want to mention that we have Casper Harper with us. Casper, how are you?
I'm doing very well, and this is unusual.
It is unusual, Jerry. Do we...
You can pop the music down.
All right, well, pop the music down, as we say. Isn't that an interesting song? That's one called Breaking the Habit, and that is the great music of Linkin Park.
That is a wonderful song, and it brings to mind the wonderful songs, I think, that are emanating from every Elcott the Next Step person who is a part of our wonderful movement. There are songs apart.
There are, aren't there?
Yes, there are songs apart in their minds.
Well, many of you are probably wondering, well, where is Phil Hendry? Phil Hendry is having the morning off, or taking the morning off. In Elcott the Next Step, we say he is having, or he is now moved into, an off morning. And some people get confused. They think, well, when you say off morning, what do you mean? What we mean in Elcott the Next Step is that someone is off or a part of the off morning.
Yes, well, I would put it this way. When you have an off morning, it sounds like, and it is indeed a fact, that you're not doing well.
Yes.
But to have an off morning, to say a man is simply not working, he's off.
In the morning.
In the morning, yeah. So, and I think what happened was there are people that thought that meant he's off mentally.
Well, no, we don't mean that at all. No, Phil Hendry's not off mentally, as far as we can tell.
You know him better than I do, so.
No. Phil is doing fine, and Phil Hendry is off for the morning. So what we mean basically is, this is the schmadoo.
Yes.
And that means the B, or the off morning. And
tell people what the schmadoo is.
The schmadoo is when we eventually say, all right, conversation has ended. The schmadoo. And Phil Hendry is off for the morning. And it is part of Elcott the Next Step. And schmadoo. It's repeated three times.
Yes. And the schmadoo, if I could, Ed.
Go ahead.
Well, you said go ahead. Is it all right?
Yes, it's all right. What did I...
You went, go ahead, like you were irritated. And you can't be irritated. I'm a priesterly and an overlord.
I understand. I didn't mean to offend you or in any way say that you did not have the right to say what you were saying. I'm trying to move this along because I've got a lot of people waving their hands in my face.
All right. Mr. Hendry, or anyone who is of Elcott the Next Step, is someone who... My goodness.
All right, that is the sound of the overlords. And yes, overlords. I understand, overlords. I was simply trying to tell... all right, I have to absorb a leveling, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, yeah. Don't feel good.
Man, that's bad news.
Yeah.
All right, that's bad news.
I...
Let me do it, Ed. Ed Elcott got the leveling because he was giving me a hard time. I was trying to find some things out. What's that, Overlord? The Overlords want me to be leveled to prove that... Right. No, I don't protest, but why do I have to get over... Why do I got to get leveled? I didn't say Overlord. Did I say that? Why do I have to get leveled? What a bunch of... Oh, they're going to level me double now because I said what a bunch of... That stings. Yes, it does sting. There go the overlords.
All right, the overlords are... And I noticed as you were going through your leveling, I was still subconscious. I was not unconscious, but I was subconscious.
Yes. Well, that will happen. You may be recovering from the leveling. You'll hear someone else being leveled, and your first instinct is to get up and attack the overlords.
Yes, I did. I wanted to get up, and I wanted to start swinging on them to save you and to save humanity, and I wanted to begin to just... I can't even go into it.
Oh, it's very, very much a frightening situation.
Well, this is Elcott, the next step, ladies and gentlemen, and this, of course, is for you and for me a wonderful opportunity to be a part of Elcott, the next step, and to understand our philosophy. Regardless of where you're from, regardless of what you're interested in, regardless of how you behave or how you might behave, Elcott, the next step, is here for you.
Elcott, the next step, from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York.
Have you told the people that?
Well, you go ahead and you tell them. Casper Weinman is with us. He is one of the overlords.
We are in, ladies and gentlemen, we are in, and I am an overlord, which means I am overviewed and I'm over you. Now, when we say that I'm overviewed and over you, that simply means that I have collected every bit of data that I can from the ashramery and the cleansery. And to say that I'm over you means I've gotten it, you know, I'm fine. I looked at it. Good for me. Now can I do something else, you know?
Yes.
And that is what is meant. Now, we just had a splashing sound in one of the pools, I think.
Well, my idea here is that we do have someone. But let me just say this. It is time for us to do some traffic.
Oh, the traffic, right?
Yes, this is part of the Phil Hendry Show, so... without further ado, I think it's important for us to...
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
Yes, to go out there, and I think we have Bob Bakey in, Bob.
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Elcott, Bob Bakey, Bob Layton, as he's 53 miles south. I'll tell you what, there's a little town south, and a little town brown, and a little brown bound, and a little brown band. And those are both of you, if you see a lot, cat. You get that cat, my slap cap on, and I got that down there. Let's go to Skyboy.
Well, I'm not about that, but I'm down out of both damn chains, and Santa Ana wins, good shit. She's a real best friend and a real swing day, and I tell the Senate, I'm going down for one day, and I got my hands on the panel, so I'm still on boys' weekend, son, baby. What the hell, 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 what the hell,
what the hell,
what the hell, what the
This is Ed Elcott. Who did the hoo-ha sounder?
I was not sure. I heard that, though.
Yes, I heard someone go hoo-ha. Well, this is wonderful. This is Ed Elcott from the Wampaw University as we listen here to the sounds of Linkin Park. And I'm Breaking the Habit. Interesting song, isn't it?
It is very interesting, and that reflects the attitude of young people who...
Well, it's the masturbation, right?
Well, it is a masturbation. This is what the song's about, but it can be about anything.
Well, you say it can be about anything, but we must point out to people, this song is essentially about a young man that masturbates too much. And yes, I realize it sounds childish, but I'm trying to give you the backstory. Because many people tried to change this, didn't they?
I remember when they did. They tried as well. It's about bad habits like using cocaine and using methamphetamine, all this. But the song was written by the young man, I'm breaking the habit, meaning I've stopped masturbating furiously and frequently like I'm an animal.
No, no, no more words need be said. Let's listen, shall we?
Well, I'd rather not.
Let's listen, shall we? Interesting song, I'm Breaking the Habit. And this is Dr. Ed Elcott. Welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, the story we wanted to get into, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Kermit.
Name is Casper Weiden.
Oh, I thought it was Kermit, I'm sorry. Kermit, Casper, we wanted to discuss a new rap group. And this is the what I love about this, these new rap, the hip rap, you know.
Well, Ed, many groups, many young people get together to sing and to play and to dance and have fun. And this is a rap, gap rap.
Well, it says here, this new Gap Kids ad is being called out as racist. A new Gap Kids ad features members of an all-female dance troupe who have made it their mission to promote the importance of girl power. But not everyone is so happy about the ad, reported Trish Reagan. Some critics have complained that the African-American girl, who is the second from the left, if you look at the ad, seems to be serving as a prop or furniture, since another girl is resting her arm on her head. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that when I look, and I understand what they're saying. If you look at the picture here, ladies and gentlemen, you see four young ladies. Three of them are white. Two of the white girls are dancing and posing. The third white has her arm resting on top of a black girl who's also posing. My feeling is, and I am the first one to call out racism when I see it.
Yes, you are. I would give you kudos for that.
Well, you know, Ed, I appreciate that.
No, you need to know, ladies and gentlemen, about Casper Wyden and what he's done for Elcott, the next step. Our organization was infected with racists throughout. Most of our overlords were full members of the Ku Klux Klan, and they thought it was funny that they'd come back to our lodge and start riffing on racist ideas until we finally put two and two together.
Yes, and that was, I think, one of the great moments in the history of Elcott the Lead Step.
Not Elcott the Lead Step, but
Elcott the Next Step.
Yes.
I thought that was a great moment.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that very much, Casper. Let me say that in looking at this ad with a young black woman being used as a prop, I don't find anything wrong with that. I think there are times when a young black person or a young white person is going to be confused or is actually not...
Well, you look, she is black, but you gotta lean your elbow on someone's head. And because they chose the black girl to lean their elbow on does not make this a racist ad. So I would register this, and a lot of people don't understand.
Well, now, what Casper's going to give us the Elcott the Next Step grading.
Yeah, I would rate this as an AW5, AW5 or a BW5, given the potentiality of it.
Now, what does that mean?
All right, AW is an ass wipe 5. I would wipe my ass.
What's wrong?
Nothing, I just...
All right, so an AW5, that is ass wipe 5 for that story. Next story.
Next story, Outside Lands 2016, Radiohead, LCD. This is another one of these. It's an Outside Lands festival in San Francisco, I think. It's going to be this summer, August 5th through the 7th, and they're going to be in Golden Gate Park. They topped the bill with Radiohead, LCD, audio set. Basically, this is an advertisement for a music concert in Golden Gate Park.
Well, the Golden Gate Park has a great many... what is that, Golden Gate Park? Yes, it is. Golden Gate Park has a great many... It's a great tradition.
Yes, it has a tradition of music shows. The title Outside Lands, I don't think that means anything to anybody. I think they're trying to just simply disturb the powers that be.
Now, here is a list of the groups that'll be there. Look at this. St. Lucia, Years and Years, Vince Staples, Thomas Jack, Third Eye Blind.
That's a famous group.
I've heard of them, yes. They'll also have Radiohead, and Lionel Richie, Ryan Adams, Major Lazer, Air... A lot of groups that I wish I'd heard of.
Yeah, there's another one here called the Flunky Dumb.
And well, now you're making things up. So just get out of my sight with that. So that is happening in August, and that will be at the Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, California, a concert entitled Outsider Lands, and I'm sure it's something you'll all agree is quite worthy. And certainly something we'd all want to be part of. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. And is this...
I
think that's music you're supposed to play. When the dream came, they told me that's music that is Phil's favorite music, but it sounds quite old, so I'd like to...
Well, I don't know when to begin.
I don't need to listen to old man music, because Phil's got a problem with life. Ah, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Elcott, I don't think you have anywhere near the level of hip you need.
Don't get in my grill.
No, stop while you're ahead, will you? Never make me stare. This is Casper Wyden, and this is Elcott the Next Step, filling in on the Phil Henry Show. Elcott the Next Step. We can solve every kind of problem you've got, but you've got to listen to us, and we have to be in an environment where our message is heard intelligently, not where we are right now in a radio studio with a guy...
Excuse me, you're speaking of me.
I am. But you're here trying to impress people and get a record contract.
Oh, that's so much... You know what? That is so much bullshit.
Oh, man.
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Listen, can I jump in?
Go ahead, Jerry. We've been waiting on you.
You just said the word bullshit. That's bad. Then...
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Then, the co-host there, Casper Wyden, said something about tongue up the anus.
Excuse me.
No, come on, Jerry.
Well,
I said, and I will repeat it, that Sean Hannity had his tongue up Donald Trump's anus, and I think it is unfortunate. That was my statement. I'll be your everything
if you make me a star. Well, I don't know why we have to bring that up at all. All right, so welcome back here to Elcott the Next Step. This is Ed Elcott. And we're going to be talking right now about the Icelandic premier, or the prime minister of Iceland, who is stepping down. His name is Sigmundur David Gundel Googletoon.
I don't think it's Googletoon.
Well, I'm trying to pronounce the name. The name is, and he is the prime minister of Iceland, the name is Sigmundur David Google Google.
No, wrong. Let me do it.
Go ahead.
The name is Sigmund David Gunglagason. He's stepping aside amid widespread anger over allegations his family attempted to hide millions and millions of dollars in offshore accounts. So I can well imagine how difficult that might be. We'll be right back. That's Goofy.
I'll say it's very goofy. This is Dr. Ed Elcott reminding you that we have our winners lined up for last month's promotion, and you are the folks that have won a message from Phil Henry. That is, he'll record a message for your phone in any character voice that you'd like to hear, and all you have to do is get back to us by way of email. Now, here are our winners from last month. Grounded 77, Matt Tweet Matt, QMB810, ZOTH242, and Nathan A. Smith. Send us an email or use the contact form on our website, and we'll get your address for the swag bags. Oh, they didn't win the...
No, these are young people who won the swag bags.
All right, the winners of the swag bags. So whoever they were that won the voicemail, we'll find out. May the best person...
Yeah, may the best person win.
May the best person win. And this is Dr. Ed Elcott from Elcott, The Next Step.
My name is Casper White, and let me tell you about this month. We've got a chance to become a part of Phil Henry Show history. For the first time ever, we're giving away our limited edition autographed number one rated vinyl picture discs. That's right. There are only 1,000 of these babies ever printed. Is that what that says?
It says babies, yes.
There are only 1,000 of these babies ever printed, and now you've got a chance to win one. How? Well, you should know by now, but in case you're new, I'll spell it out for you. Backstage pages. What he said?
These are the words, yes. A backstage pass. Yes, the greatest value in comedy entertainment just got even better. The first 500 people to sign up for an annual backstage pass this month will receive a free copy at no extra charge. How about that?
Well, this is, I'll tell you, this is a great value. You get the backstage pass for a year and get this great picture disc.
I think it's a wonderful moment. The first 500 people to sign up for an annual backstage pass will receive a free copy of the picture disc at no charge. We'll cover the shipping unless you live in Europe.
Yeah.
And that's on you. And just like last month, we're also giving away the entire digital best of the radio album collection for free as an added bonus. That's over a $150 value in free downloads. So what are you waiting for? Head over to www.philhenryshow.com today and sign up for a backstage pass. Join our family and become a part of the greatest podcast on the planet. That's www.philhenryshow.com with over
20,000.
20,000? Good God.
Yep. They've really come a long way.
20,000 hours of archived comedy gold. You'll never run out of laughs at philhenryshow.com. Said that right.
Oh, I think you said that. So we're talking here, one of the things that Casper's upset with, the winners for last month who get the swag bag.
Yeah, it's a viral.
I've got it here, Grounded 77, Matt Tweetmet, QMB 810, Zoth 242, and Nathan A. Smith. You've won from this here show, the Phil Henry Show. You have won the swag bag.
Right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we often talk about Elcott, the next step in trying to brim or to upper brim or to bring to a fruition that which we consider to be, oh, I don't know, that which we consider to be of, that is indispensable. And what we mean by indispensable.
Try this.
What is that?
It's a juicy fruit.
I don't want any juicy fruit for fuck. You're on the air, I'm sorry. What we mean by that is that what we do is we bring to you a morning show, I forgot what I was talking about.
Well, you're talking about Elcott, the next step, being a part of everyone's morning. And that's right.
Yes, well, we are a part of everyone's morning, and we're a part of everyone's joy, I'd like to think. Now, what I'd like to do, though, is get the music that we had.
You want me to get it, Doc, because you're blowing it and you're browning it.
Would you say that again, please?
Doc, I'm not trying to do anything wrong, but you're browning. You're blowing and browning.
I'm blowing and browning, which means what?
You're not. The more you talk, the worse it gets, basically, is what that means.
All right, so what I'm assuming, then, is that means that I'm about to get... Here they come. I am very, very sorry. Forget it. You guys, you're not even going to give the... You know, you won't give me the break. You're not going to...
Boy!
You know something? I want to say this. No, overlords, you're the... You... I hate your living guts. You...
You can't give the overlord...
I just gave him... I hate every overlord. Never mind. This is Elcott, the next step. I was going to say that I hated every overlord, but I can't say that because that means that I'll get leveled again.
And you don't want to do that, man.
No, but I hate your guts. And...
Whoa! Yeah, stings, don't it? The leveling that the overlords impose upon even those that are elevated to the priestly level. And Ed Elcott is really quite a man, I have to tell you. Ed Elcott had rejected the faith of his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. It was Hevner Elcott that formed Elcott the Next Step. Ed wanted his own life. He wanted to live and breathe and be his own man. But at one point in his life, he decided to turn himself toward the family religion, which was Elcott the Next Step. And he joined the sacrosanct of Salt Lake City, California, and became an Elcott priestly in training.
You wish to?
No, you're doing a good job. Go ahead. Well, one thing led to another. In the dorms, things are very intimate, and young men get together.
I didn't know you were gonna...
You want me to say it or not? He was involved with one of the young men.
I am a heterosexual.
He's heterosexual, but he got involved with one of the young men. So Ed was out of commission for 3 years. He was taken to a place that they call Tang Island. Tang Island is where all young priestlies, male or female, who have swayed or splayed, or who have belayed the...
Are you making that up?
Say that again.
Are you making that up? You go swayed, belayed?
No, I'm not making it up. So that goes... Oh, my God, I feel sorry for you.
Now, come on, please. No! God damn.
Yeah. I like to see you get leveled when you got a smart mouth on you.
Oh! Don't you ever
talk to me like that again. You're listening to Elcott, The Next Step. My name is Casper Widenen. I don't know why they call me Casper Widenen. Maybe it's because I'm widening. Maybe I'm widening out. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I don't blame you. I can tell you that.
Thank you.
This is Ed Elcott, and you're listening to Elcott, The Next Step. As we continue here with the program today, I am mindful of a couple of items. I know that I hope and pray that we did do our first promo, right?
Yes, we did.
All right. Now, the Iceland premiere, let's talk about this.
The Iceland...
We have to make this relevant, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care. I could care less.
Well, the Iceland premiere... revealed the Panama Papers has revealed tycoons and world leaders who built secret UK property empires. Iceland's embattled Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gungulugulin has become the first.
Can you see that?
Please don't grab that out of my hand.
I'm sorry, but I wanted to see. That's well, that is a tough one.
Yes. Has become the first major casualty of the Panama Papers, stepping aside from his office amid mounting public outrage, and his family had sheltered money offshore. So,
now this man, who is the Prime Minister of Iceland, has betrayed the interests, he's betrayed the concerns of the Icelandic people, and in such a case, you are taken back to days when you actually did trust people, when you actually knew and trusted and embraced and wandered through a park with people. I'm talking about those days when you frolicked and danced in multicolored pants and said, I'd like to get to know you.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm not talking to you. Oh, man. She said it was all over. Well, it's been some time, and I guess I was just meant to be a rover. Well, I'd like to get to know you.
You're looking directly at me.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to look at you.
You look directly at me and you say, I'd like to get to know you. I want to know.
I can't promise that I'll spend the day with you. I can't promise that I'll splay with you.
I can't promise. Oh, what a...
No,
I messed up. I messed up. Overlords. Are you bullshitting me? Just because I messed up, I'd like to get to know you? You would do that?
Yeah! I told you, man.
You didn't tell me, Jack. I'm sorry, Overlords. I didn't mean to say... Turn it off. Turn that garbage off before I throw up all over this board.
I'm awfully sorry, but...
Oh, you're awfully sorry. Every step of the way in this program today, Casper, you've attempted to undermine me and, point of fact, to get me to suffer the correction and the tuition of the Overlords. And I find that it is
untenable.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, General.
I'm not General. Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Dr. Elcott.
Thank you.
But I felt it was the thing to do.
Well, it isn't the thing to do. But we will continue with our conversation here about Spanky and... Not Spanky.
Who's Spanky?
Never mind. With the individuals that are part and parcel of today's discussion, Elcott, the next step, and the overlording, and that is the completion of the overlord arc of, if you will, here on our property. Now, I know that we've had a large number of individuals wanting their priesterlies and wanting to be a part of the Elcott the Next Step, which is a part of our... This is a song.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
Hold on, right? Up there.
Ain't got time.
Turn that off. The Elcott the Next Step is is part and parcel of a new effort at bringing to man on this planet an awareness, a belief, and yes, not just an awareness and a belief, but a hard and fast philosophy of life that will eventually lead mankind to a new day, a new age, and a new beginning.
Elcott, the Next Step, from Wampaw University in New York. We'll be right back.
This is Elcott, the Next Step. Ed Elcott at your service. Throughout today's program, I have been wrestling with my conscience. My conscience has been attracted, it has been stimulated by the sights and the sounds that I have seen, some of which are very, what we call terminal, what you may call very visceral and basic. Anything that you call terminal, or I should say anything you call visceral, we call terminal.
How about sex?
What?
How about sex?
Why don't you just back off, okay?
Prick.
He just called me a prick, so...
Hold on, will you?
He just...
Hold on, will you? This is Elcott the Next Step, and I'm Jerry. And we'll be right back right after this from Elcott the Next Step. I'm Jerry. We'll be right back.
You're a... Kick his ass.
Fuck! I'm sorry, Ed.
Fuck! Thank you very much.
That's all right.
He was trying to drag me off into those weeds right up there.
Whereabouts?
Right up there. He was dragging me off into those weeds. What happens is he becomes, I would say, he becomes imbued with the spirit of some kind of a...
Wild pygmy or something?
Yeah. And then he tried to drag me up into the weeds. He had my pants halfway off.
Right. How you doing, Ed?
Ah! La-la!
Hurts, don't it?
La!
All right, let's have you pick up here, Casper.
This is Casper Hind, and welcome to this segment of Elcott the Next Step. Elcott the Next Step, where you will learn how to control your feelings and emotions in a much more upstandard and overstandard way. And you are no one's, as we used to say, B-I-T-C-H.
Elcott, the Next Step, from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York, will be right back. There's nothing like a Luxure faucet or tap, something to spray that good hot water all over your kisser. You know how it is. You wake up in the morning and you look like hell. Well, with the new Bosun hot water tap, it'll spray all that hot water and salt water all over your face. It could even change your looks. That's right. It could even change your looks. That's right. It could even change your looks. That's wrong. It might not even change your looks.
Bosun's hot water taps. Get them today at
Newsom's in the Valley.
And at
Newsom's in Orange County.
And at
Newsom's in Santa Barbara. Barbara.
And at
Elcott the Next Step, a presentation of Wampaw University in upstate New York, will continue.
This is Ed Elcott, and in a modern world, and we're seeing this more and more, we're looking at the drag racing here. Where do you suppose that is?
Well, it looks to me like it's, I don't know.
I don't know either. It looks like a mysterious place. It could be Arizona. But you see an awful lot of women involved in the world of sport. And in Elkhart, the next step, that's okay by us.
Yes.
We are very, very happy to report that we have more women engaged professionally from our religious base, from our religious community, than any other religion in the history of the world. Now, that's something to be proud of.
No doubt about it.
Think about that. More women engaged spiritually and religiously than any other religion in the history of the world.
Tell them what you think.
I'm sorry? Ladies and gentlemen, you know that Jerry is... Go ahead, Jerry.
Tell them what you think about that. What's your opinion?
I think it's great.
Yeah, but...
It's... Well, I don't have any information. It's great. There are more women than ever before. All I know is that I'm... No, I want... I know that when I had all those women come into the bathroom last night and I'm sitting there on the toilet waiting to wipe.
Well, what do you think?
What are you saying?
What am I saying? I'm saying wait till I get out of the toilet, wait till I'm finished wiping before you come in and grab the toilet paper and start having conversations. You know, I'm tired of this. I'm sick to death. This has been Elkhart, the next step.
No, wait a minute. You can't.
No. This has been Elkhart, the next step. I'm Dr. Ed Elkhart. We certainly do wish all of you a very happy and wonderful time, but I can't...
You're walking off.
I'm walking off the show, yes.
Elkhart, the next step, from Wampaw University in upstate New York. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Elkhart.
Don't get your underwear in a bunch.